Ever been in that quiet, lonely space wondering where God went? That feeling when your prayers seem to hit the ceiling and bounce right back. You open your Bible and just stare at the words, feeling empty. An ache in your soul tells you something is missing. You go through the motions, but the connection, the warmth, it isn't there. There have been seasons in my life when I have cried out to God, wondering what I've done to cause the disconnect. Maybe you've been there too, that dry numbness when you think, God's not close to me anymore. I know I've felt that way, but no matter how I feel, here's the truth. God is never not near me. Since He's omnipresent, He couldn't leave me even if He wanted to. So why the disconnect and what can we do about it? Well, today I'm going to walk you through 6 steps, all rooted in Scripture, that you can take to bridge that gap between you and God and rekindle greater intimacy. Stay with me to the end for a checklist that you can work through when you're feeling distant from God. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I am so glad that you're here. Now, if you haven't already, I invite you to subscribe and turn on those notifications so that you can join me each week as we dive into the Bible together. Now, before I read the verse for today, I want to assure you that feeling distant from God does not mean that He's abandoned you. The emptiness that you're feeling serves as a warning sign that it's time to intentionally draw near to God again. Keyword, intentionally. The distance that you feel can sneak in for so many reasons. Sometimes it's just the busyness of life. It might be unconfessed sin or a season of doubt. And sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, we can't pinpoint a reason at all. But here's the beautiful, unchanging truth that I want you to hold on to. It's from Deuteronomy 31:8, and I'm gonna read it for you from the New International Version. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. My friend, your feelings are real, but they are not always an indicator of truth. The truth is that God is never not near me. The promise of God's constant presence is found in more verses than the one that I just read for you from Deuteronomy 31:8. It is a consistent theme in Scripture. So, will you declare this with me now? God is never not near me. The most important step to reconnecting with God is to get back into His Word. Spiritual distance often begins when we stop listening to God's voice, and the primary way that He speaks to us is through the Bible. So, anchor your day in Scripture. I didn't say begin your day or end your day in Scripture. I said anchor your day. But what does that look like for you to anchor your day in Scripture? Well, here's a thought. The next time you reach for your phone, open the Bible app before you set it down again. Read a few verses and let God's Word speak into whatever situation it is that you're right in the middle of. Every time I read the Bible, I hear from God, period. When you're feeling distant, opening your Bible can feel like a heavy lift, so don't try to read 5 chapters if you haven't opened it up for a while. Start small. Read one psalm or even a single proverb. The goal isn't to check a box, it's to create space for God to speak to you. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the Word of God is alive and active. While the Bible does chronicle history from the very beginning of time, it's not merely a history book. I like to say that we don't read the Bible for information only. Read the Bible for conversation. And as you read, ask a simple question. God, what are you saying to me in these verses? This one small choice invites His presence into your day and starts to close that gap between you and God. Once you have the Bible open, you can use it to fuel your prayers. I promise you will reconnect with God if you pray scripture-based prayers. When you feel distance, you might also feel like you don't know what to say. Your prayers might feel hollow or repetitive. This is where praying scripture really helps. It takes the pressure off of you to come up with the right words to pray. So what does this actually look like? It's simple, really. You just take the verse that you just read and turn it back into a conversation with God. Let's say, for example, you just read Psalm 145:18. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. Your prayer could be as simple as, Lord, Your word says that You are near to all who call on You. God, I feel so far away from You right now, but I am calling on You, and I trust You to keep Your word. Thank You for this promise that You are close, even when I don't feel it. Do you see how that works? Scripture-based prayer aligns your heart with God's will and reminds you of His promises. Feeling distant from God is often a heart issue, which is why the next way that you can reconnect, the next step I want you to take, is to choose to worship God. Nothing recalibrates the heart like worship. Worship lifts our eyes off of ourselves, our problems, our feelings, and puts them back on God, who He is, how good and loving He is. Now, I know that it's hard to worship God when He seems far away, declaring His greatness or singing, oh my goodness. It can very much feel disingenuous, and that's okay. Worship isn't about trying to manufacture a feeling. It's an act of faith. It's also an act of obedience. Make the choice to worship God while you're doing the dishes or driving your car. Again, you don't have to open your mouth at first. Just put on some worship music and listen. Let the truth in the lyrics wash over you. If you've been with me for a while, then you know how strongly I feel about the power of the tongue. So don't stay quiet for long. Now, if you don't have it in you to sing, then read a psalm. Just pick one of praise, like Psalm 100, and read it out loud. Worship is all about declaring the goodness of God. And as you do, you start to remind your own soul of who He is, how worthy He is. And then somehow, in the middle of that worship, your honesty about feeling distant kind of meets the truth about who God is and the reality of His constant presence. Nothing recalibrates a heart like worship, like I said, and our declaration today may help too. Will you say it with me now? God is never not near me. Last week, I talked about how our first instinct when we feel distant from God is often to pull away from people. We feel ashamed or misunderstood, but that is the exact opposite of what we need. Spiritual isolation is a breeding ground for doubt. God designed us for community. The next step to take when you feel distant from God is to get back into community. My friend, your brothers and sisters in Christ are a lifeline. I know they are to me. They are a real, tangible way that God shows up with His encouragement. When your faith feels weak, you can lean on the faith of others. If you've stopped going to church, make a commitment right now to go this Sunday. Now, it might feel weird, but just walk through the doors. If you're going, but keeping to yourself, then find a small group you can join. Now, if that feels overwhelming, then at least send a text to a Christian friend and say, hey, you know, I'm struggling and could use some prayer. You don't have to carry this burden of distance all by yourself. Now, I've got just two more helpful steps for you to take if you're feeling distant from God, and I'm going to give you that checklist too. But first, if this message has encouraged you, would you please tap or click that like button? It helps me out a lot when you engage, and it encourages me more than you can possibly know. Also, please share this with someone who might benefit from this message. Thanks so much. I really, really appreciate you. All right, let's cover those last two steps that you can take right now to help reconnect you with God when you're feeling distant. Make a habit of serving others. Now, this one might seem a little counterintuitive, but one of the fastest ways to feel closer to God is to stop focusing on how you feel and start focusing on how you can make someone else feel. Serving others aligns our hearts with the heart of Jesus. You become the hands and feet of Jesus, which shifts your perspective from being a consumer of God's blessings to a conduit of His love. Now, I'm not saying you have to make some huge commitment. Serving can be as simple as asking a coworker how you might pray for them, or buying an extra meal in the drive-thru and giving it to the homeless person on the curb nearby. Jesus said, whatever you do for the least of these, you're doing for Him. And when we serve others, we serve Jesus. In that encounter, that distance that you've been feeling between you and God begins to fade. All right, I've got one last step for you, and it's this. Keep a journal of God's faithfulness. Our thoughts and feelings can be such a tangled mess, and journaling is a powerful tool for bringing clarity. So here's your challenge. Grab a notebook and start by just being raw and honest with God. Write Him a letter and tell Him that you've been feeling distant. Ask Him your hard questions. Then write down the Bible verse that you read today. And at the end of the day, try to think of one thing that you're grateful for, one small glimpse of God's goodness, and write that down too. Over time, your journal would become pages of proof that God was with you all along. Even when you couldn't sense His presence, He was there. So the six steps that we covered today aren't a magic formula, but they are a proven path back. My friend, God hasn't moved. He is waiting. And like the story of the prodigal that I told last week, when you take one step toward Him, He's gonna run to meet you. I'd like to pray for you, and then I've got that checklist that I promised. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much that You meet us in Your Word every time we open it up. And God, I pray for anyone who's feeling distant from You, that You would draw them to Your Word and reveal Yourself to them. Whatever scripture they turn to, I know sometimes I just flop open the book and there You are. Other times I go to a specific verse that I know will feed my soul. And so, Lord, I pray that even as they read the words, that they will begin to communicate with You. They will have a conversation, not just fill their mind with more knowledge about You. And Lord, I thank You for community. I thank You for the churches that we have all around us, Lord God. And I pray, Father, that You would lead each person here into a place where they feel like they belong, secure in You. And God, I absolutely ask You to draw near. You have said that You will if we draw near to You. Scripture promises that. And so, Lord, as we do this through reading Your Word, through praying Scripture, through serving and just getting into community, and finally, Lord, just knowing what we know about who You are, Lord, help us to feel closer, rekindle that relationship. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to thank you and remind you that your journey back to feeling close to God begins with a single step. So why not take it right now? Don't let feeling far away from God paralyze you, friend. Let it prompt you back to the foundational habits of faith. So take a screenshot of this checklist so you can get started right away. I anchored my day in this scripture and then write down what it was. I prayed a scripture-based prayer. You can write that as well. I worshiped God today. I attended a gathering of my church. I served someone by doing, and then write down what you did. And finally, I wrote in my journal today. I would love to create a community of encouragement right here on this channel. So, which item on that checklist are you going to commit to starting today? Would you let me know in the comments below? Your story and your commitment might be the very thing someone else needs to read to take their own first step. The journey back to God isn't about taking some grand, complicated leap. It's about small, consistent habits that recenter our hearts on God. And it could start by speaking our life-giving declaration. Just one more time. God is never not near me. You are not alone on this journey. Remember, it's James 4:8 that says, come near to God and he will come near to you. So remind someone of that promise today. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.